Hello there, and welcome to the Shellac Stack. My name is Brian Wright, your host for this little musical variety hour, featuring sounds from 78 RPM records from the first half of the 20th century. Here in the United States, Thanksgiving is just around the corner. So for today's program, I've pulled a number of records from the shelf that have something to do with either thanks, or giving, or turkey, or other related holiday food items. It's going to be an interesting program, I think. A real musical variety today, everything from R&B vocal groups, to big bands, to traditional jazz bands, to Broadway comedians. We've got all kinds of stuff today. We're going to start with a group called the Orioles, which probably had their biggest hit record in 1953 with something called Crying in the Chapel. The group goes all the way back to 1946, when Erlington Tilghman, better known as Sonny Till, founded the group in Baltimore. Its personnel would change a number of times through the years. In fact, between the time the group recorded Crying in the Chapel in 1953 and when they made this record in early to mid-1954, the personnel had almost entirely changed. In any case, the song was written by Roy Jordan and Sid Bass. It comes from Jubilee Record 5154. It's called Thank the Lord, Thank the Lord.
Got my rum and my boy.
Thank the Lord, thank the Lord.
Got a model T for.
Thank the Lord, thank the Lord.
Contentment needs no reward.
Thank the Lord, thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord, thank the Lord, thank the Lord, thank the Lord. The summer sun will arrive.
Thank the Lord, thank the Lord.
I know the truth will survive.
Thank the Lord, thank the Lord.
I'm mighty glad I'm alive.
Thank the Lord, thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord, thank the Lord, thank the Lord, thank the Lord. I don't need a thankful to be thankful. That's my policy. Gratitude is riches.
Complaint is poverty.
I'm in the United States.
Thank the Lord, thank the Lord.
I got a smile on the face.
Thank the Lord, thank the Lord.
I love the whole human race.
Thank the Lord, thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord, thank the Lord, thank the Lord, thank the Lord. Friend till the end.
Thank the Lord, thank the Lord.
Got a dollar to lend.
Thank the Lord, thank the Lord.
I got a church to attend.
Thank the Lord, thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord, thank the Lord, thank the Lord, thank the Lord. Got the grass and the trees.
Thank the Lord, thank the Lord.
Got the sun and the breeze.
Thank the Lord, thank the Lord.
And I can pray as I please.
Thank the Lord, thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord, thank the Lord, thank the Lord, thank the Lord.
I really don't need a playful to be grateful. That's my policy. It may feel fine to stuff your mouth, but that's gluttony.
I got my good feet to use.
Thank the Lord, thank the Lord.
Got a shine on my shoes.
Thank the Lord, thank the Lord.
And I can walk where I choose.
Thank the Lord, thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord, thank the Lord, thank the Lord, thank the Lord. Thank the Lord.
Who cares if the bass singer was a little bit off at the end? It's still a fun record, one that Billboard magazine described as, quote, a neat hand clapper. I'll say it was. The Orioles, thank the Lord, from 1954. You're listening to the Shellac Stack, a special Thanksgiving program. And in this next set, we'll hear three songs that are about, well, thanks, or thank you. We'll hear the BBC Dance Orchestra, directed by Henry Hall, a song you may associate more with Bing Crosby than anybody else. The song is simply Thanks. We'll hear it sung here by Les Allen, the recording made in London, October 16th, 1933, a British Columbia record number CB672. After that, we'll hear the Mound City Blue Blowers, a Champion record, one of those mid-1930s champions when they were being pressed by Decca. This was recorded in New York, November 8th, 1935. Nappy Lamar is the vocalist on Thanks a Million. But we'll start the set with the Waldorf Astoria Dance Orchestra, directed by Joseph Kinect, Columbia A2764, from May of 1919. The song is called Merci Beaucoup, or simply, Thank You. Joseph Kinect, kind of an interesting guy. He was born in Austria in 1864, didn't immigrate to the United States until the age of 23 in 1887. He worked in music in Boston for a while, then moved to New York, where he worked for the Metropolitan Opera, first as assistant concertmaster and then as associate conductor. In the early 1900s, he associated himself with the Waldorf Astoria Orchestra, directing a small symphonic orchestra there that became so popular that he remained well into the 1920s. So he was working there at the time he made this record. In 1926, though, he left the Waldorf Astoria to pursue more work in radio, then already in his mid to late 60s, and he conducted the B.F. Goodrich Silvertown Chord Orchestra. They made some Victor records. He died in 1931. So we'll hear the Waldorf Astoria Dance Orchestra to lead things off with Merci Beaucoup, or Thank You. Here they are from 1919. Thank you.
of dreams come true. Now that we're through, I bear no malice, though we've called it a day. All I can say is thanks for all the lovely delight I found in your embrace. I'm thankful, though I know it's ending all too soon. And thanks for unforgettable nights I never can replace, and the memories that linger like a haunting to you. It is better to have loved you, dear, and lost, than never to have loved at all. It is better, for no matter what the cost, I held the world in sway, an emperor for a day. And thanks again for taking me on the road to paradise. We lost our way, but still I must convey my thanks. A million thanks to you for everything that love could bring you brought me. Each tender love word you happen to say is hidden away in a memory's vulture. Thanks a million, for I remember too the tenderness that your caress taught you. You made a million dreams come true, and so I'm saying thanks a million to you.
From the 20th Century Fox film Thanks a Million, that was the song Thanks a Million, played by the Mountain City Blue Blowers, Nappy Lamar the vocalist. We also heard in the group Red McKenzie playing comb, Yank Lawson on trumpet, Eddie Miller at the clarinet and tenor sax, Bob Haggard string bass, and Ray Baduque rounding things out on the drums. Recorded in New York, November 8th, 1935. That was issued on a Champion record, number 40059. Before that, we heard Les Allen in 1933 singing with the BBC Dance Orchestra, directed by Henry Hall, Thanks. And we started the set with the Waldorf Astoria Dance Orchestra, led by Joseph Knecht, a Columbia record from May of 1919, Merci beaucoup, or simply, thank you. Well, I suspect most of us know that in May 1927, Charles Lindbergh became the first to pilot a solo aircraft across the Atlantic Ocean, taking off from New York and landing in Paris. What you may not know is that it took almost another year for the first successful transatlantic flight in the opposite direction, coming from Europe to the United States. The various headwinds make it very difficult, or considerably more difficult anyway, to fly in that direction, so it took a bit longer. But the first group to do it successfully included two Germans and an Irishman, Ehrenfried von Hünfeld, Hermann Kohl, and James Fitzmaurice. They took off from Ireland on April 12, 1928, and over 30-some hours later landed in Canada, not quite making it to their target of Long Island. They had some mechanical troubles, there were some weather issues, and they were forced down early, landing in a peat bog in Greenlee Island, just inside of the province of Quebec. Nevertheless, they were widely lauded for their success. There was a big ticker tape parade in New York City at the end of April 1928, and although there weren't as many songs written about them and their playing the Bremen, there was this one. It's called Let's Give Three Cheers for the Three Volunteers, and this was recorded on April 16th, 1928, a mere 3 days after the trio had landed in Quebec. It was composed by Jack Palmer and Irving Mills. We'll hear it performed on a Victor record, number 21367, by Jim Miller and Charlie Farrell. Here it is, in the spirit of thanks and giving, let's give three cheers for the three volunteers.
Pilots whom God had blessed, waiting o'er seas of angry foam, but they brought the old Bremen home. Let's give three cheers for the three volunteers. Hooray, hooray for the Bremen. We thought them lost, but we're glad they crossed with a good old ship like the Bremen. The brave, brave men crossed the ocean. What nerve, what love, what devotion. So give three cheers for the three volunteers. Hooray, hooray for the Bremen.
Attention to the lyrics, you might have caught the line, "We thought them lost, but we're glad they crossed," in allusion to the difficulties faced by the two pilots and navigator of the Bremen, the first airplane flight from Europe to North America, which took place between April 12th and 13th, 1928. That was Let's Give Three Cheers for the Three Volunteers, Jim Miller and Charlie Farrell. Well, from that, let's do a little more giving now. First up, here's Eddie Duchin and his orchestra with I Give You My Word. June Robbins will sing it, a record made for Columbia on October 11th, 1940. After that, we'll hear the Wright brothers. No relation, as far as I know, to the famous pilots, nor are they relations of mine. This is MGM record number 11776 from 1954. It's called If I Give My Heart to You. And then we'll step it up just a little bit with Lou Waters and the Yerba Buena Jazz Band West Coast record 120, recorded in San Francisco May 27th, 1946. It's that good old tune, Ain't Gonna Give Nobody None of My Jelly Roll. Let's start now. Here's Eddie Duchin and his orchestra, Columbia 35812, I Give You My Word.
Sigh with me when I'm sad, give my heart to you. If I give my heart to you, will you handle it with care? And will you sigh with me when I'm sad? Smile with me when I'm glad. All these things to me, then I'll give my heart to you.
Rendition of Ain't Gonna Give Nobody None of My Jelly Roll. That was Lou Waters' Yerba Buena Jazz Band from 1946. Before that, the Wright Brothers, an MGM recording from 1954, If I Give My Heart to You. And we started off our little giving set with Eddie Duchin and his orchestra, I Give You My Word, sung by June Robbins from October of 1940. My name is Brian Wright. This is the Shellac Stack, a program that features 78 RPM records from the first half of the 20th century. We're celebrating Thanksgiving this time. If you'd like to write to me, my address is shellacstack@gmail.com. Again, that's shellacstack@gmail.com. You can send along any comments, questions, suggestions, requests, whatever. shellacstack@gmail.com. Just please don't put me on your lists for jokes or those sort of things. I get enough of that. Okay, here's a record by Mary Jane Walsh, who was on Broadway in the late 1930s, made only a very few recordings. This is Columbia 35236. It's a Rodgers and Hart song from the show Too Many Girls. And warning, a little bit of political incorrectness here, but I thought I'd play it anyway. The song is called Give It Back to the Indians, recorded in New York, September 23rd, 1939. Here is Mary Jane Walsh.
Minuit had nothing to lose when he bought the Isle of Manhattan for $24 and a bottle of booze, and they threw in the Bronx and Staten. Pete thought that he had the best of the bargain, but the poor red man just grinned, and he grunted "ugh," meaning okay in his jargon, for he knew poor Pete was skinned. We've tried to run the city, but the city ran away. And now Peter Minuit, we can't continue it. Broadway's turning into Coney, Champagne Charlie's drinking gin. Old New York is new and phony, give it back to the Indians. 2 cents more to smoke a lucky, dodging buses keeps you thin. New New York is simply ducky, give it back to the Indians. Take all your red on the boxes made for soap, whites on Fifth Avenue, blue down in Wall Street losing hope. Big bargain today, chief, take it away. Come, you busted city slickers, better take it on the chin. Father Nick has lost his knickers, give it back to the Indians. The music hall has presentations, but you simply can't get in. Try to jump those excavations, give it back to the Indians. Shakespeare doesn't get a showing when those striptease girls begin. Yet Tobacco Road keeps going, give it back to the Indians. Bound on the north by the Bronx, a pretty view. East by Long Island, smoke. West by New Jersey, pots of glue. South Brooklyn's asleep, cheap, no one to keep. Swing bands give you heebie-jeebies, Dewey's put an end to sin. Men wear clothes like Lucius Beebe's, give it back to the Indians.
From the show Too Many Girls, written by Rodgers and Hart, that's the song Give It Back to the Indians, sung by Mary Jane Walsh in 1939, a Columbia record. Well, with Thanksgiving coming up, people in my neighborhood have been doing quite a bit of decorating, as they always seem to do, and I know a lot of people affectionately refer to the holiday as Turkey Day. I don't, but I think we have a lot of Turkey Day people on my street, judging by the decorations. No fewer than 2 houses on my street have these gigantic inflatable rubber turkeys with lights on the inside. These things stand 8 or 10 feet tall, and I've seen them in the stores. They're expensive. They cost around $200. Now, curmudgeon moment here. I just wonder, isn't this holiday really about sharing what you have and giving thanks for what you have? In which case, couldn't that $200 be put to a little bit better use at your neighborhood food bank, or perhaps at a neighborhood homeless shelter, rather than erecting an 8-foot inflatable eyesore in your front yard? But hey, I know it's your money. You can do with it as you please. But it's maybe not my thing. Anyway, in this next set, we'll hear some musical turkeys. First off, it's Billy Golden and Joe Hughes. Another caution here. Yes, this is a politically incorrect record, racially insensitive too. It's called Turkey Specialty, introducing Turkey in the Straw, but this is from 1910. Attitudes were different at the time. I'm not excusing it, just saying this is a product of its time. After that, we'll hear Pietro Diero playing the accordion for a ragtime fantasy on Turkey in the Straw, another Victor record, 18743, from November of 1918. So, two Turkey records starting with Billy Golden and Joe Hughes. Here's Turkey Specialty.
Hey, Jackson, that certainly is a sweet song.
And gee, that am a beautiful song.
I love the old-time songs.
And so do I.
They don't write songs like the old songs no more.
Indeed, they don't.
There's my old Kentucky home.
That was a great song, too.
And home, sweet home.
Yes, that was a good song, because I never did have a home.
Talking about the old songs reminds me about 15 years ago when I went out to Kansas with my little dog, Blooch, and my jackass to raise the pecan, for cabbages, for watermelons, and for beef.
Mm-hmm.
3 weeks after I was out there, my little dog, Blooch, he died.
The poor little Blooch died.
It left me all alone on the farm with my jackass to raise the pecan, for cabbages, for watermelons, for onions, and for beef.
Mm-hmm.
4 months after my little jackass was out in the clover field, he ate so much clover, he got the colic and he laid down the ground and moaned and he passed away.
Did that poor little jackass die too?
It left me all alone on the farm to raise the pecan, for cabbages, for watermelons, for onions, and for beef.
Mm-hmm.
Say, Jackson, you always was a friend of mine.
Did I was?
Would you please sing me a small stanza of my old Kentucky home?
Well, if that'll do your old heart good, I'll try it.
It will, it will.
Oh, the sun shines bright on my home. Say, look here, Coon, what's the matter with you? Why do you keep on hollering that way, making fun of me, huh?
Say, Jackson, was you singing?
Of course I was singing.
I thought an alligator was sneezing over in the creek yonder. Go on, sing some more.
Well, I'll try it once more.
All right.
Oh, the sun shines bright on my home, Kentucky. Now, there you go again. What are you hollering about, nigga? Don't come and hollering that way. Now, what's the matter with you anyhow?
Hey, Jackson, don't sing no more.
Why?
Every time you sing, you remind me how that poor jackass hollered when he died. You never could sing anyhow.
Who can?
Could you sing the Bell of Memphis?
No, I don't know that.
You don't know nothing?
Yes, look here. There's one song I know that fetches home the money every time.
What song is that?
Turkey in the Straw. As I was a-gwine down the road to the tire, team and a heavy load, I cracked my whip and the leader sprung. The old horns busted the wagon tongue. Went out to milk and I didn't know how. I milked a goat instead of the cow. A monkey sitting in a pile of straw, a winking at his mother-in-law. A turkey in the saw, a turkey in the hay. I kicked about, turned about, a high took a fall. I hooped up a tune called Turkey in the Straw.
Hey, Jack, you certainly can sing that song.
Oh, go on.
Thank you.
There you have Pietro with Turkey in the Straw, a ragtime fantasy, recorded for Victor in 1918. Before that, Billy Golden and Joe Hughes from May of 1910, Turkey Specialty. That was Victor 16681. Well, at your Thanksgiving meal, in addition to turkey, you may have some mashed potatoes. So in this next set, we'll hear a medley of Irish reels, including The Bag of Potatoes. Yeah, I know, I'm really reaching here. Temple House Reel, and Pigeon on the Gate. Hey, what else would you pull for a Thanksgiving program? This will be played by Innes, Morrison, and Mueller, Columbia A3679, from June of 1922. After that, we'll hear Arthur Collins and Byron G. Harlan with an Irving Berlin song, recorded in March 1915, some apple cider to wash down that turkey and mashed potatoes. The song is Cy's Been Drinkin' Cider. First up, though, here's Innes, Morrison, and Mueller.
Thank you.
I wish my copy of that record were in better shape, but hey, it's still fun. Sy's Been Drinking Cider. When was the last time you heard that? Arthur Collins and Byron G. Harlan from March of 1915, Columbia A1754. Before that, another Columbia record from June of 1922, we heard Innes, Morrison, and Mueller, a medley of Irish reels. Well, we have time for a couple more records on today's program. And up next, I've got queued up a C.P. McGregor transcription 78. These were produced in the late 1930s for exclusive use by radio stations. They're otherwise normal 10-inch 78s. These just would not have been sold to the public. This is Les Parker and his orchestra. Mary Downs is the singer. And the song, one you'll probably know, Thanks for the Memory.
Sentimental verse, nothing in my purse, and chuckles when the preacher said, for better or for worse. Oh, how lovely memory of lingerie with lace, Pilsner by the case, and how I jumped the day you trumped my one and only ace. Oh, how lovely it was. We said goodbye with a highball. Then I got as high as a steeple. But we were intelligent people. No tears, no fuss, hooray for us. So thanks for the memory. And strictly entre nous, darling, how are you? And how are all the little dreams that never did come true? So thank you so much.
Is it possible to hear that song and not think of Bob Hope? That's Les Parker and his orchestra, a C.P. McGregor transcription from the late 1930s, Mary Down singing Thanks for the Memory. And with that, we come to the last record on today's Shellac Stack program, perhaps the most obvious choice for a Thanksgiving program. This is called Thanksgiving. The orchestra is the Casa Loma Orchestra. The vocalist is Pee Wee Hunt. This was recorded for Brunswick Records on December 19th, 1932, It's a song by Johnny Mercer and Hoagy Carmichael. I hope you'll enjoy it. Here's Thanksgiving.
Since love came along, well, sweet sunshine smiles at me every day, a jubilee. Oh, Thanksgiving, now I'm really living since love came my way.
The Casa Loma Orchestra and Thanksgiving from 1932. That'll round out this edition of the Shellac Stack. Before I go, I would like to wish you, your family, your friends, a very happy Thanksgiving this week. To those of you not in the United States, well, happy Thanksgiving anyway. And I hope we'll see you back here next time for more 78 RPM records from the first half of the 20th century on the Shellac Stack. Thanks for listening. Thanks for keeping me company. Until next time, take care.